96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. This is a very busy time for Howard University, and there's a lot happening. Joining me to talk about this is Howard University President Dr. Wayne Frederick, as he often does once a month to talk to us about what's happening here at the university. If you have a question or a comment for Dr. Frederick, lines are open. Give us a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810, outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Dr. Frederick, good to see you again. Thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
Let's talk about a special guest we had today, President Obama, on campus, talking about climate change and some other things.
Yeah, most definitely. We always are happy to welcome the President of the United States, Barack Obama. President Obama had a good visit with us. He met with faculty member, student, and a round table to have a discussion about climate change and the impact it has on vulnerable populations. And it's an important topic. African Americans are far more likely to have asthma, especially in urban centers in our country, and I think it's important as a health issue when we look at climate change, all of the different impacts it may have, and certainly on the vulnerable population. So we have an initiative at the university to really bring this into the curriculum, starting in the medical school. And so he certainly was a good guest to discuss that, and we're certainly grateful that he decided to choose us. He also was gracious with his time in terms of spending some one-on-one time with me, for which I was appreciative as well.
So what did you talk about?
We spoke about Howard. You know, I think it's a primary topic at hand. I've met him before, shouldn't be surprised, but he was able to recall that, and that was a pleasant surprise. And we had a substantive conversation around Howard University, the outcomes we're getting with our students, my plans around tuition pricing. I think it has hit his radar that we have held tuition. It's on his radar that we're using a tuition rebate program to reward students for graduating on time and graduating early. And I think those things speak to some of the things that he has spoken to in terms of college affordability. And we are committed to that. We've been committed with our high Pell Grant eligible population. But at the same time, we also have academic rigor within the environment. And that was one of the things I think he's been impressed with, our continued production in the different fields of study and our contribution to the nation and the world as a whole in terms of diversifying the workforce.
Outside of the political hot potato of climate change, that is what we know very well. But when it comes to African Americans, that issue is, I can say honestly, not a topic of discussion around the dinner table. Is this something that we need to begin to seriously focus on, no matter what your economic status, what your class happens to be in the black community?
Yeah, I believe so. I mean, when you look at diseases such as asthma in particular, which we think that there is an environmental component, African-American kids are far more likely to be impacted by asthma. I believe they're 50% more likely to be hospitalized with an asthma attack. So when you put all of those things together in terms of the impact it may have on productivity in the classroom, and a student's ability to function and get their education and those types of things, it's an extremely important topic, just as, you know, focusing on what that one aspect of it. And I do think it is appropriate for us to begin having those discussions around the dinner table and making an assessment of where we need to be with that as a community in terms of what are the things we can do to help contribute to some of the change. And as President Obama focused today on educating the population in general, especially those vulnerable populations, about what these risks are.
Let's talk a little bit more about education. The mayor of the district, Mayor Muriel Bowser, she will be on campus tomorrow. She will also be accompanied by Chancellor Kaya Henderson. And you're announcing a dual enrollment partnership for students. Explain that, please.
Yeah, so we, you know, I believe we live in the greatest city in the world here in Washington, D.C., and Howard University is part of what makes the city great. So one of our strategies is to really partner with the city and to really put on display the best of what Washington, D.C. has to offer. And part of that, quite frankly, are her citizens. The citizens of the district, I think, are some of the warmest people you would ever meet. When I came here in 1988, is one of the things that struck me. Every time I meet someone who was originally from D.C., you know, I am yet to meet someone, I should say, who's originally from D.C. that me. You can't embrace. You know, that you don't,
you know. My hand is up. Okay.
Yeah. Right. So with that in mind, one of the things that I think we do, we are a world-class institution. We draw students from 44 countries. And currently, in this incoming class, we've received applications from all 50 states and 3 U.S. territories. So we really are a very, very diverse community. But I think it's important that we also give that opportunity to the citizens of the district, and specifically the young men and women in the high schools in the D.C. public school system. So part of what we will discuss and announce tomorrow surrounds that issue of dual enrollment and partnering with the D.C. public school system to bring more students into Howard University.
Does that mean they take classes here? Is that how that works?
Yeah. Well, I don't want to get ahead of our press conference, but we will discuss.
We're breaking news here.
we will discuss some of the details of how you know, how it will work. But I'm very excited, you know, about working with Chancellor Henderson and Mayor Bowser. I think they're doing excellent jobs around trying to educate the citizens of the district and provide them with the best opportunity. And we believe that Howard University is a worthy partner in that.
Need to take a break. When we come back, I'm going to talk about sports and some tough decisions that you've made. And also, I'm going to still ask you more about that. You got to throw me a bone on this education thing here when we come back. I'm not going to get ahead of the press conference. If you have a question for Dr. Wayne Frederick, president of Howard University, lines are open at 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4877. 855-288-4876. We'll be back in a moment. Welcome back to The Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. We are talking to Howard University President Dr. Wayne Frederick about all things Howard. Give me a call if you have a question or a comment at 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Real quick, Dr. Frederick, what's this news about the Washington Wizards coming to Howard and to, with a new practice gym? What's that about?
Hi. You know, again, Howard, I think this issue about the Wizards is one that demonstrates, again, my intent to really engage us with the city and to participate more in all community activities with the city. My intent, again, is to make sure that people recognize that Howard University is just not situated in Washington, D.C., but it's contributing significantly to what's happening in Washington, D.C. And this is an opportunity to, you know, potentially bring the Wizards to this part of town, you know, further up the street with their practice facility, but into a community, quite frankly, that could do with their engagement, and also to supply a health and wellness facility, which I think is much needed on our campus. We believe in a holistic education. Students are not here to simply get a degree, but they're here to get an education, and that means that we have to nourish with knowledge their minds, but we also have to make sure that we're nourishing their bodies and their souls. And so we have to give them opportunities to do that. We believe we do that through their participation in service. But we also have to make sure that we do that purposefully in terms of how they live their lives, how they take care of their bodies, and so on. And that health and wellness center would be a significant investment in that aspect of the students' lives, and partnering with the Wizards as a community participant and putting that type of a facility, again, in this neighborhood, again, would demonstrate, you know, our commitment to seeing the city grow and expand, and also people understanding that Howard University intends to be doing innovative things and partnering.
Let's go to the phone lines, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Mr. Smith calling from Fort Washington. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind, sir?
Thank you, President Wayne Frecker, for your new vitality and bringing new ideas to the university. What I'm concerned with is how university currently at full capacity. If not, what are we doing to attract new students to Howard?
Oh, that's a great question. Thanks for your question. Looking at enrollment and capacity, obviously there's several factors. Do we have enough residential capacity to house students? If we do, can we supply enough dining services and other options, especially healthy options? Do we have enough classroom capacity? Do we have enough faculty capacity? And so it's a very dynamic issue, and it's one that oftentimes as you expand, that investment in all of those areas has to occur. The sequence with which it occurs also has to be planned appropriately. And we've just opened two new residence halls this year, but we've taken one offline. We have to renovate a couple others. And one of the things we're trying to do is to make sure that we have the right resident capacity. And then subsequent to doing that, we're going to go out and try to attract more students, because we do think we may have more capacity. We also have to look at our faculty as well, and make sure that in each of the departments where we will have students, that we have enough capacity on the faculty side to educate those.
Okay. I need to take a break. Thank you, Mr. Smith. When we come back, more conversation with Howard University President Dr. Wayne Frecker. So if you were on the line, that includes Kevin, that call from Woodbridge, and Clinton calling from Fort Washington. Stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on SiriusXM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. We'll be back in a moment.